over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. While in a little electronic device goes tick, 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 tick every mile you drive so that the government can now tax you on the miles that you drove to go over the river and through the woods to see grandma. You think that's fair? Hello, Joe.
Hello.
What do you think?
Well, I'm a long-haul truck driver, and all I got to say is, welcome to the world we've had for 30 years.
So you pay for mileage?
Yep.
How so?
We not only pay for the fuel taxes at the pump, we also have to pay by the mile at each state we drive.
Really? What, yeah. Now, do you have an electronic device that keeps track of your mileage?
Well, that's what that little thing called a Qualcomm is for. It can pinpoint you where you are at within 35 feet and can keep track of every mile you drive where you're at.
And so now you have to cover that or your company covers that?
Company covers it, but if you're an owner-operator, you got to pay for it.
Interesting. I haven't heard truck drivers talk about this. So you pay for the gas and tax, and now in every state you have to report the number of miles you drove.
Yep. There's some states that will allow you credit if you buy more fuel than the miles you drive.
Okay.
But there's not that many.
How about Illinois?
Illinois, you did. Yeah, figure it out with the state government we got.
Mm-hmm.
And does it outrage you that you have to pay for mileage?
Yeah, because I used to have my own truck. And believe me, I grumbled and groused every time I wrote a check.
Mm. And now some people will say, and you know, because I've read a lot of opinions on this, some people say, well, you know, truck drivers, you know, your trucks are heavy and you guys are the ones who really cause the damage on the roadways.
Yeah, we also pay $1,800 a year for our plates.
Wow.
Well, like I said, it's something we put up with for over 30 years.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us the truck driver's perspective, Joe. We do appreciate it. What do you think, Elta?
Well, are there other countries that do this?
I don't know.
Well, I just think there would be a lot of tampering with, you know, for people to figure out how they can disconnect them or whatever. And then what about, I mean, I understand the truck driver, but what about all of the different professions that, or when you can take the mileage off your taxes? I mean.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Because for some people, they're paid for the mileage. Then I guess the company would have to pay for the additional tax, right?
Well, but if you look at someone like a profession of a real estate agent,
mm-hmm.
Okay, they're an independent contractor, but that's part of their tax write-off is that they get, you know, they keep their mileage throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
and then they get to take that off of their taxes. So that's actually, I don't even know how that would work.
That's a great point. Maybe more people will be looking at professions where they can write that tax off. But then, you know, then who are you hurting? I mean, you're hurting the everyday Joe. I mean,
right.
You're hurting people who can't write it off and who have to pay it no matter what. And it just seems unfair and unnecessary.
And I think more people, I mean, in order not to pay it, they may, which would be a good thing, actually, would be to start carpooling more.
Carpooling, taking mass transit, things like that.
Right. And that's going to defeat the purpose because then they're still not going to have their money coming in that they're hoping for.
Right. So then they would have to find something else to tax.
Tax us on, right.
Yeah. Oh, tax you on your, because to a degree, they're punishing people already who are spending. I don't understand it. So they want people to use more fuel-efficient cars so we can get off oil.
Right.
So people are going out, and they're paying way more for a fuel-efficient hybrid car than you could for a regular car. So, I mean, they're already, you know, taking a bite there with the money, but they're doing it for the good of the country, for the good of the environment. But now we're going to punish them and everybody else because, oh, well, if everybody is driving more fuel-efficient cars, we won't get as money off of them from the gas tax.
Right.
So then if everybody starts using mass transit and carpooling, well then, oh no, what are we going to, you know, then they're going to have to, then they'll figure out something else, right?
Right. But then, I mean, just look at the price of our gas. I mean, it's creeped up now. What, it's three? Yeah.
$3.58 is what I saw last.
Right. So, I mean, do we honestly think that after just a couple more weeks that we'll see gas below $3.50 ever again?
I don't know.
I don't think we will.
I probably not, at least until the end of, with summer and spring and traveling coming, I doubt it.
No, I don't. My prediction is we won't see gas under $3.50.
Mm.
Because they're going to have it, we're paying it right now,
mm-hmm.
and then we're all just going to get used to it, and then that's where it's going to stay.
Right, and the government, they're making a nice chunk of change out of this with the federal tax that's on the 350, so,
right.
You know, 358, whatever it is. So they're doing pretty darn good with the high gas prices.
Exactly, and so why would they promote lower gas prices, because
all right.
thus they're going to be losing money
yep.
in the taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
It's interesting, isn't it, Alta?
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks so much for connecting.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, Julius, hello. You're a truck driver. How are you doing?
Yes, I am, and I'm really boiling right about now.
You're really what about now?
Boiling.
Smiling.
Boiling.
Oh, gosh. I thought, all right, now I'm glad I got it. Now, we had a truck driver on earlier, Julius, who says that you guys deal with this already.
Yeah, he left out. I heard him.
Okay.
He left out a couple of things.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that a couple of years ago, if it's been that long, they were talking about selling a lot of the highways, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it was to the country of Britain, because we can't afford to maintain the roads here.
So
also, that they were talking about making a lot of the interstates toll roads. Did you also know that there's a lot of people that have changed their style of business from having employees to contract labor? Well, which is basically what a lot of truck drivers are. Instead of them being employees, they call them owner-operators, or they call them lease operators.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pay all of these taxes, and companies are getting to the point where they can't afford to have any employees. And I'm not looking forward to the day, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if a lot of jobs are offered to people and people take them, and they take them under the osmosis of contract labor. The lady that was talking about being able to deduct from your income taxes, filing right. your income tax don't come but once a year. Getting right. a return doesn't come but one day every 365. Mm. But the cost of existence, it goes on every day.
Mm-hmm.
The price of gasoline, this road use, this mileage tax that they're talking about, everything that we can think about doing mm-hmm. revolves around transportation, because everything seemingly is farther and farther apart.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no such thing as the covered wagon or the bicycle or jogging for all practical purposes. If you don't have a car of some
form,
fashion,
right.
you won't be able to get to your job.
Right.
And as far as contract labor is concerned, say for instance a cab driver, and you know, in addition to the truck driver, he's going to use that car, and a lot of times he don't have a passenger. And the cost of gasoline is still going up and up and up every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody's giving you a raise, truck drivers, truck drivers, or even your job.
Yeah. You're right about that. That nobody. I mean, we just keep getting more and more fees, and things keep going up, and nobody's making more money.
That's right. And the government wants to take more.
Yeah.
I understand that we're in a crunch, but this is legal robbery.
Mm. It is. I'm with you on that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not think that they'll get this without a big, big fight. Julius, as far as, you know, as a truck driver, I can't imagine, you know, because the gas prices just keep going up. And I mean, how can you afford to do what you do?
I just gave a truck back within the last 5 days, because I could not keep up with the repairs. The cost of maintenance is $90, $95 an hour. Mm. This is the first time I've had such bad luck with a truck. But every 2 weeks I was having a breakdown. My breakdowns were costing more than between that and gas, it was more money than I was making. So I had to do a repossession.
So you still have how many trucks now? Just the one then?
Just one.
Okay. Man. Well, our thoughts are with you, because I can't imagine how difficult it is. I just really can't. It's you're just trying to make a living, and the government shouldn't be able to take that away from you.
The cost of existence is out of control.
Yeah, it is. Well, it was great chatting with you. Where are you headed to now, Julius?
I just left someplace up in Michigan, Sparta, Michigan, and I'm on my way home, Houston, Texas.
All right. Well, hey, safe travels to you, and let's keep our fingers crossed that the government can't. Do you get charged per mile as a truck driver?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. Yeah. I don't know how you afford that.
Yeah.
I mean, can you? I can't even fathom how much would it cost from Michigan to Houston. Can you? Is there an estimate of what that might be in mileage tax?
Not at the moment. Not off.
Okay.
Not off the top of my head, because I'm a little bit upset at the moment.
Okay.
But I can tell you how much diesel fuel that I burn up in the run of a 7 day period.
Okay. How much?
$2,600.
Wow.
Zoinks. Aye. That's incredible. I'm glad that I don't have to pay that kind of bill. Makes me, when I'm grumbling at my, $20, $40 tank fill, I'll think of you, Julius.
Well, I usually fill up every other day. At today's prices, it costs me a tank over $700 to fill up 2 100-gallon tanks. Mm.
Ouch.
And on top of that, I'm old enough to where I can remember when diesel fuel, which comes from the bottom of the barrel of crude, there's not that much that they can do to it to refine it for us.
Okay.
Yes, they howl about exhaust fumes, whether it be from a car or from a truck. Mm-hmm. A truck on the average gets 5 miles to the gallon.
Mm.
With EPA coming into our life, a brand new truck with all the additives that you still have to go and buy an ad, you'd be lucky if you get 7.5 gallons.
Mm.
That's not much, and that's not improvement. A car, I would imagine that they've made a lot of improvements.
Mm-hmm.
On the gas, because this, on the average, I think when I was a kid, it would probably get 11, 13 miles a gallon. And you might, other than a hybrid, you might get lucky enough to get a car that will give you 22 to 27 miles a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
But that still isn't enough for, once again, the price of gasoline and diesel, it used to be neck and neck when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now diesel fuel costs. It costs more. It costs more than premium gasoline.
Mm.
You know, but you're still not getting out of it what you have to put into it to buy it.
Yeah.
It's, for all practical purposes, it's, I don't know how many times it's tripled itself. And even cars.
Yeah.
Henry Ford came out with the first car, and I'm not old enough to know what one of them cost, but if you're going to buy a brand new car nowadays, it costs you anywhere from I would think probably $27,000 to $50,000 for a car.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Sometimes.
And that's not the real fancy car.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for you talk about something that used to be made out of steel, and for all practical purposes, whether it's an 18-wheeler or whether it's a hybrid. Mostly everything is made out of plastic nowadays. You hit something once, and we make disposable cars nowadays.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. Well, I tell you what, we gotta run, Julius, but it has been great connecting with you.
I did better than I thought I was going to do. This is the first time I've ever talked on anybody's talk show.
Oh, first time caller! Woohoo! That's awesome! Well,
this is on anybody's show.
Well, oh my gosh, I feel really special.
Well, you are special. You really got me. You know, usually I wind up being too nervous because I know that I would hope that there's a bunch of people listening and they can share, they can share my thoughts. You know, not necessarily to me, but we need to speak up.
Yeah, we do.
And as far as truck drivers are concerned, and speak up. You know, we're always talking about we need to fight back. Mm-hmm. We need to take a stand because we can really make the country stand still and pay attention to our needs. But everybody, for the sake of trying to exist from day to day, decides to do the right thing. We wind up keeping our mouths shut and we're getting massacred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they just keep coming up with new ways to pinch us. And for heaven's sakes, leave us alone. We're just tell us how what you're going to cut before you keep talking about more stuff to pull from us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I ask.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Julius.
Got to run,
thanks,
Julius.
For the opportunity.
You take care now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And let's get your Connect FM 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Clouds today, slight chance for precipitation, low 28 tonight, up to 38 tomorrow with another chance for rain or maybe some snow showers, low 25, 38 the high, partly cloudy on Sunday as we wrap up the weekend. Right now we're at 37 on Connect FM, 93.5,
95.3. And just a quick reminder that also here on Connect FM, you can listen to us online. We stream. Go to myconnectfm.com and click Listen Live.